With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A federal agent shot and killed a Minneapolis motorist when she allegedly tried to run over law enforcement officers during an immigration crackdown in the city.
The incident took place in a Minneapolis residential neighborhood, according to a Department of Homeland Security statement. The Twin Cities are the target of a new DHS operation where some 2,000 agents and officers are expected to participate in an investigation tied in part to allegations of fraud involving Somali residents. Separately, on Capitol Hill, the House Oversight Committee opened a hearing on those allegations. George Williams, Washington.
HHS Secretary Kristi Noem has given a brief statement this past hour, saying that law-abiding citizens should feel no fear from her agency when they are just enforcing immigration laws. U.S. forces boarded one tanker in the North Atlantic today after pursuing it for several weeks.
The U.S. European Command says in a social media post that it seized a merchant vessel for violations of U.S. sanctions. The vessel, which according to records is flagged to Russia, had been pursued by the U.S. since last month after it tried to evade a U.S. blockade on sanctioned oil vessels around Venezuela.
That is correspondent Donna Warder. A second vessel, also tied to Venezuela, was seized in the Caribbean. Gas prices in the U.S. could be the lowest since 2020.
That's according to a new analysis by Gas Buddy. The average price of gas around the United States this year is expected to dip to $2.97 per gallon, down 13 cents from 2025. Gas Buddy is citing strong refinery output, lower oil prices, robust crude production, and softer seasonal demand as the main reasons behind this decline.
That is Bill Alexander reporting. A mixed bag on Wall Street, the Dow giving back some of the gains that it saw yesterday, but not all of them. Right now it is off by 293 points, about 2 hours from the closing bell. The NASDAQ is up 155. This is SRN News. A warning about Grok. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington.
The popular chatbot has the ability to generate obscene images of real people without their consent. That's what the National Center on Sexual Exploitation says in a statement to the Christian Post. Center spokesman Danny Pinter says that Grok is, quote, further normalizing the sexual exploitation of women with this new feature. This is an egregious violation of women's privacy and safety. A growing number of young people are now using chatbots. Michael Harrington reporting.
Outspoken Republican Senator Tommy Tuberville has officially entered the 2026 race for Alabama governor. He won his seat in the Senate by casting himself as a political outsider closely aligned with President Trump. In 2023, Tuberville maintained a months-long blockade on military promotions over his opposition to a Pentagon policy that provided travel funds and support for troops traveling out of state to get abortions. This is SRN News. Warner Brothers is again rejecting a takeover bid from Paramount and telling shareholders to stick with a rival offer from Netflix.
Warner's leadership has repeatedly rebuffed Skydance's own Paramount's overtures and urged shareholders just weeks ago to support selling its streaming and studio business to Netflix for $72 billion. Meanwhile, Paramount has made efforts to sweeten its $77.9 billion hostile bid for the entire company.
That is Julie Walker reporting. The Baltimore Ravens parting ways with their long-serving head coach.
John Harbaugh has been fired after 18 seasons as the Baltimore Ravens coach. Owner Steve Bisciotti said Tuesday he relieved Harbaugh of his duties after the Ravens were one of the league's most disappointing teams this season. They went 8-9 and missed the playoffs after entering week one as one of the Super Bowl favorites.
That is Gethin Kulbaugh reporting. More from SRNNews.com.